You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got one of my favorite real estate market makers on the show. We've got Craig Studnicki. He's the chair, the head, the president, the big kahuna at ISG International Sales Groups and ISG Related. Craig, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Hey, listen, I really appreciate you calling in. I apologize. We had a great interview at the Real Deal event today, but I had technical difficulties. I really do appreciate you stepping in and hitting for us. Now, let's go through a little bit about what you guys are seeing in the market. But before we do that, let's talk about the types of projects you guys are representing, because it sounds to me like you got something for everybody everywhere.
Well, yeah, fortunately, we do. We're representing Armando Cudina in downtown Doral. That's a phenomenal project, mixed-use
awesome.
Project with a charter school, and it's Armando Cudina. You know, one of the most first-class developers in the history of Miami.
Yes.
I'm representing all of Property Markets Group, PMG. They are developing Echo Brickell down on Brickell, Echo Aventura in Aventura, and the Muse property on the beach in Sunny Isles, and Sage Beach in Hollywood. And I'm also representing George Perez, the Related Group up in Fort Lauderdale. He hired us to sell the condos at the W, right on the beach in Fort Lauderdale Beach.
It's awesome.
So, yeah,
I'd say you were a name dropper, but you're just talking about the top people in town, and that's what you do.
Well, it took me 23 years to get the top people in the town, including Jim Freed, to like me. So I'm finally there.
Oh, man. Now, what are you guys seeing? Because, you know, there's all kinds of rumors out there about what's going on in the market, but you've got an enormous sales force, a big inventory of projects you work on. What is it that you guys are seeing today, and what do you think is going to happen in the future?
You know, a lot of people, the condo market has slowed down, and so consequently, there are a lot of people that are comparing 2016 to 2010, and the comparison is completely wrong. When you look at real estate macroly for a minute. Like, for example, look at commercial real estate. The hotel industry, the office market, retail, they're on fire. Miami is one of the hottest markets in the commercial world in the United States right now. Now, let's go to land. Land prices are trading at numbers that I never, ever thought I'd see in my career.
No.
Now, let's go to residential. It's really two parts of that. You either have single-family houses. Well, it's actually three. Single-family houses, condos, and multifamily or rental. The multifamily rental, we're seeing rents on Miami Beach right now in luxury condos that trade anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000 a month for long-term rents. It's crazy. It's just and the occupancies are 97%+. When you look, and that's what's going on. I mean, those are very, very high rentals. But let me use the word trickle down. When you see those kinds of rents on Miami Beach, you're starting to see an uptick in rents in Brickell, in downtown, in Edgewater, in Aventura, everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Let's look at single-family homes. Single-family homes are, you know, when you're west of 95, you can't find houses to buy. They're trading super fast. When you're east of 95, if you're under $3 million, it trades really, really quickly, within 60 days of listing. When you get over $3 million, that's slowed down a little bit, because as did the high-end condos. I think what's happening is ultra-wealthy people around the world want to stay a little liquid right now. They'll rent before they'll buy at the moment. But, Jim, you've been in Miami maybe even longer than I have. I've seen this before. It stays kind of slow like this for maybe 12 to 18 months, and then all of a sudden something happens in the world economy in a good way, and things all of a sudden start to shift, and then it's kind of happy days are here again. I'll tell you one, for instance. This week we had a buyer from Ecuador wanting to buy a condominium in Echo Brickell.
Right.
And he told my sales director, I'm going to wait until the presidential election is over. What he was really saying is he's nervous that we're going to elect Donald Trump. Now, this isn't a political statement. This is just something that this guy said. If Hillary Clinton gets elected and that condo is still available, I'm a buyer. Interesting, huh? So that's just one metric that some people use to measure, you know, to measure whether or not they're going to buy or not. My guess is what I see from all these players, whether it's Ryan Scheer from Property Markets Group or George Perez from Related, they're all kind of predicting that by next summer, which is now, what, 8 months away?
Yeah.
We're going to be really busy again on the high-end market in Miami. Really busy.
Yeah, so I got to believe that they're right. And, you know, what you're seeing now is a situation where people can probably get a little more value than they thought they could get. Are you seeing that?
Oh, without a doubt. Developers are dropping prices right now because they want to move inventory. So what a time for people to buy. You got a combination of developers that are dropping. You buy now for less money than you could 3 years ago. And now, if you want to finance, I just heard your commercial message, but my God, mortgage companies have the benefit of selling money at mortgage rates I never thought I'd see in my career. We're at U.S. historic lows. So what a time for a domestic market to jump in, right?
Yeah, well, look, as soon as these condos buy and trade and somebody closes on them, a domestic buyer can step right in and get themselves 75, 80% financing and buy the condo. So when people say that the domestic buyer can't really enter the market, that's probably only 3 or 4 months before that totally changes.
Completely. Completely. My guess is by first quarter next year, that totally changes. Yep. Completely agree. Completely agree.
Now, what are you seeing as good markets that people should be looking at for the next few years if they're going to buy and invest?
Well, there's certain blue chip markets in Miami that will always be good. That I would say anything on the beach from South Beach straight to Sunny Isles is solid. Brickell Avenue is becoming the new, you know, Madison Avenue or Wall Street, if you will, of Miami. And that's clearly blue chip. You know, that Brickell City Center that's being developed by Swire has made Brickell Avenue more world-class than ever before.
Amazing. But whoever thought that you'd see a Bally's store on your way home from your office?
Imagine. Exactly. And Apple's moving one of their regional headquarters in one of those big Apple superstores into Brickell City Center.
Oh.
But I'll tell you this. In my opinion, the buy right now, the real value buy, is the beach in Fort Lauderdale.
Really?
Compared to price, oh my God, compared to prices in Miami Beach and Sunny Isles, it's an absolute bargain. And I'll tell you one quick example. I mean, I've been living in Miami for 25 years, and for 25 years, it costs you about 25 or 30% more per square foot to buy a condo on the beach in Miami than Fort Lauderdale Beach. Today, the difference is close to 250%.
Wow.
Miami Beach prices have gone nuts, and Fort Lauderdale hasn't. Fort Lauderdale is still trading at the same prices they were trading for, say, 6 years ago. But Miami Beach has reached a level on top of a level. So the buy, if you want to live on the beach, you want to get a super great value, take a hard look right now at Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, I have friends that live up on the mile that just absolutely love it. They walk to Publix, they walk to church or synagogue. It's amazing.
And they're buying for under $1,000 a foot.
It's unbelievable.
You can't buy a condo in Miami Beach for under $1,000 a foot that's not 20 years old. You know, so if you want to buy something, you can buy something new in Fort Lauderdale for that. That's what makes Fort Lauderdale such an interesting proposition. I love George Perez's play. He's developing the W. He's developing Aubert's in Fort Lauderdale. You know, George has a way of seeing opportunities, and he jumps all over it, and it's working for him.
Well, so, you know, anyway, he's got Carlos executing. That's not such a bad team.
Carlos Rosso is amazing. He's one of the hardest working guys I know in real estate.
The James really Brown of real estate.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Hey, listen, Craig, we're going to have to skate off to a break. If you like, you can stick with us. If you want to kick off and go drive and take care of that beautiful wife of yours, that's okay, too. You want to hang around or you got to go?
I got to go, actually. I'm going to catch up with my beautiful wife later, but I got to return a bunch of phone calls if it's okay with you. But
well,
Jim,
listen,
always
of course it is.
You.
Thank you so much for saving my bacon and calling in and redoing our interview. You're the man. Hey, and by the way, you've got your new market report coming out in a couple of weeks. I've got to get you on for that.
The Miami report comes out in 2 weeks. Let's hang out in your studio and play some Springsteen for me when I get there.
Oh, we will have Springsteen for you when you come in a few weeks and we talk about your new updated market report. Thank you so much, Craig Stignicki, the man at the top at ISG Related Group.